TV junkies who like their antiheroes will recognize this next voice.
I am not in danger, Skyler. I am the danger. A guy opens his door and gets shot, and you think that of me? No. I am the one who knocks.
And the one who knocks is, of course, Walter White from the AMC series Breaking Bad. We have some good news for fans looking to get a new fix of the show. Walter is back in Spanish.
Yo soy el que toca la puerta. Yo no estoy en peligro. Yo soy el peligro.
Hansi Lo Wong of NPR's Code Switch team reports on the Spanish language version of Breaking Bad that will air its finale tomorrow night.
How do you remake an award-winning cable TV masterpiece in Spanish? Well, all you need is, as Walter White might say,
a little tweak of chemistry.
You can start with a new theme song, but keep the original dialogue and translate almost word for word.
That's right.
Eso pensé.
Now.
Ahora sí.
Say my name.
Diga mi nombre.
Okay, fine. I'll say your name, Walter Blanco. Or at least, that's what they call you in Unimas' Breaking Bad remake, Metastases.
It's kind of an analogy of how the drugs expand the same way as cancer does.
Diego Trujillo stars as the chemistry teacher with lung cancer who becomes a drug dealer in Bogota, Colombia.
I've always worked in television, doing soap operas here in Colombia. And the characters I've played are always predictable. But the character of Walter White is so complex.
Just like the English language version, Metastases begins with Walter facing a midlife crisis.
He starts with his 50th birthday, underestimated in his work. He's got a sick son. He's expecting a baby they never planned. And suddenly he finds out he's got cancer.
Walter. Walter.
Walter's cancer diagnosis acts as a wake-up call that eventually leads him to cooking crystal meth with a former student.
Jose Miguel Rosas.
Jose Miguel Rosas, that's the Spanish language version of Jesse Pinkman for Breaking Bad fans. In Metastases, Jose is played by Roberto Urbina, who says he's a die-hard fan of the original series. Did you binge watch or what?
Binge watch completely. I would stay up until 5 o'clock in the morning.
Urbina says Metastases changes some details to make the story more believable in Latin America. Walter teaches at a private, not public school, and he and Jose cook meth inside an old school bus instead of an RV. Setting the show in Bogota rather than Albuquerque, New Mexico, had other implications.
The drug dealing aspect of it had to be very carefully thought out. Because Colombia is a country that has a history of drug dealing. So people there in our reality, we're very touchy when it comes to that subject.
Drug dealing is a major plot point in the series, but its themes about morality and family are what hooked viewers like Laura Martinez. She's a Spanish language media critic and editor for CNET en Español when she heard about Metastases.
Well, my first reaction was, this is ridiculous. I don't need a Hispanic Breaking Bad. We already have a regular Breaking Bad.
But after watching the show, Martinez says she changed her mind.
It is not the first time we adapt a series in Latin America, but I think it is the first time that is done with such care.
The remake's production values also impressed Brian Delgado, a high school senior in Los Angeles who's been following Metastases since it debuted in June. He says he's watched all 62 episodes of Breaking Bad 5 times, and even got his parents, who grew up in Mexico, to start binging with him, although they had trouble waiting months for the last episodes.
Once they finished the first half of the season 5, it was hell for them, because they were so used to watching telenovelas.
Those Spanish language soap operas air several times a week, and so has Metastases. But Brian Delgado's parents prefer the original version of Breaking Bad when it's dubbed in Spanish. For Brian, though, there is no wrong choice.
Either way, you know, Breaking Bad or Metastases, I think you're in for a treat.
AMC will treat Breaking Bad fans to a spin-off series in February. It follows Walter White's lawyer, Saul Goodman.
I'm Saul Goodman, and I'll fight for you. So you better call Saul.
Though Metastases viewers better call him Saul Bueno. Hansi Lo Wong, NPR News.